USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna announced on Monday that early data from trials on its coronavirus vaccine shows it's nearly 95% effective at stopping infections. The news comes after Pfizer and BioNTech announced last week that their vaccine was 90% effective. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells Fox News that thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, some Americans will be able to be vaccinated starting in December.
This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th at our NIH labs, and now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna, and thanks to President Trump's vision, we've been making both of those and four other vaccines at commercial scale production. So we believe we'll have enough for 20 million Americans to get vaccinated in December.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
One major retailer is making changes to its face covering rules. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Costco has a new face covering policy. Starting on Monday, shoppers with medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask will now be required to wear a face shield in stores. Children under 2 are exempt. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The hand recounts of ballots in Georgia is now 4 days old, and Monday a number of previously uncounted ballots were found in Floyd County. 2,600 ballots were found that had not been tallied. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the issue was with votes on one memory card that were not saved into the ballot counting system. Raffensperger tells Fox News even with this, the recount will be completed on time.
I'll go get Plan B. The counties are ahead, and every county will hit the 18th deadline that we gave them.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One major retailer is making changes to its face covering rules. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Costco has a new face covering policy. Starting on Monday, shoppers with medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask will now be required to wear a face shield in stores. Children under 2 are exempt. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The University of Miami is having its 3 remaining football games rescheduled because of coronavirus outbreaks. The game with Georgia Tech, originally scheduled for this Saturday, has been tentatively moved to December 19th. Next week's game at Wake Forest was pushed back to December 5th, and the clash with North Carolina will slide back to December 12th. There were 15 college football games postponed or canceled last week, pushing the total for the season to nearly 70. And if you've ever wanted to own an entire town, well, here's your chance. Nipton, California, a small historic railroad town near the Nevada border close to Las Vegas, is on the market. Whoever buys the town will be the owner of the town's 80 acres, which includes a general store, trading post, cafe, and a 5-room hotel. Nipton has about 20 full-time residents and usually a few visitors who come to stargaze, stop in the middle of a motorcycle ride, or just get out of the big city for a few hours. Nipton is on the market for an asking price of $2.75 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.